Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, and welcome to She's Building Her Empire. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. So excited for you to join us today. We have a really special guest, Jillian Tober Leslie, and I'm so excited because there's so many different angles and things that we're going to be talking about. And a couple of things that I love to share with you about Jillian is she's a couple different businesses. And I know there's a lot of you out there going, well, I love this, but I also love this. So we're going to dive in deep to that. Jillian is the founder of Milo Tree and also of Catch My Party. And we'll definitely dive into her backstory. But there's just so many different angles and things that we're going to cover. So stick around. This is going to be an excellent episode. Jillian, welcome to the show. So happy to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to have you here too. So let's talk a little bit about the start of your entrepreneurial journey. I mean, how did you become an entrepreneur? Let's go all the way back and kind of just walk through that.
Okay. So initially, so I have an MBA. Okay. I went to Stanford and I said, I'm going to be a business person. But then I decided, no, I needed to take a detour and I became a writer in Hollywood.
Okay.
And so for 10 years, I wrote television and I wrote movies.
Okay.
And then I decided, my husband worked at this company that some of you will remember called MySpace.
Okay.
And he was like a senior person there. And we always said, let's start a company together. And so as a side hustle, we decided to create a social photo sharing site for teen girls. And through a variety, you know, one of the things that I think as an entrepreneur you learn is that you have this idea of how it's going to work out. And then you have to be willing to let go of that idea.
Right.
So initially we're like, okay, this is going to be a site for teen girls to share their pictures of their, you know, quinceañeras and sweet 16s and bar and bat mitzvahs and proms. And guess what? No teen girls wanted to add photos of their parties to our site.
Okay.
However, moms did. Moms with Etsy shops. Mm. And all of a sudden, we looked at each other and said, wow, we had this whole vision of how it was going to go, and we're going to co-create with our users. And so that's what we did. And we built Catch My Party into the largest party ideas site on the web. And if you throw parties, please put your photos up on the site, on our site, and you can, you know, share them with the world. And so that was kind of how, you know, the crazy journey.
Yeah. And I love hearing these journeys because you always start here and then you're like, and now we do this, right? It's just, it's so different, but that's the natural evolution. And every time I ask somebody for that backstory, that's kind of what it looks like, you know? So let's talk about this blog that you've created. And, you know, when you first started, was it monetizing it? Were you monetizing it right away? Did it take a little bit? How did you really do that?
Okay. So we are a blog and we are also a site. So we have, you know, contributors and anybody can add their photos to our site. Initially we thought, okay, well, we'll monetize via ads. And I remember looking, you know, like, I don't think I fully understood that numbers on the internet have to get really big, especially if you're going to try and monetize traffic. So I remember we were living in LA and we had something like 30,000 visitors. And I remember 30,000 page views, which is usually lower than visitors.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, oh my God, we are enormous. And then I looked at our, like how much money we made from Google AdWords, AdSense, and it was like 50 cents. And I went, oh my God. So you just start to recognize that if you, so what we learned was we needed multiple income streams.
Right.
So we could not just rely on ad revenue. We also needed other, we needed to come up with other ideas. What was nice was brands reached out to us to say, hey, do you want to work with us? And there is a lot more money working with, especially where we were in terms of size, working with brands.
So let me ask you, why did they reach out to you? And what do you feel like was the reason behind it? Because my audience is listening going, how do I get them to reach out to me?
Okay. Yes. So one way is to be different or to be known for something. So if you thought about parties, hopefully you would think Catch My Party. So if you're a brand, you know, it's this thing that I work with a lot of bloggers. I talk to a lot of bloggers and they're like, should I be everything or should I be niche? And that's a hard question to answer. However, what I would say is always be looking for your vein of gold, which is the thing that speaks to you, but also resonates with your audience. And then I would say go that way. So I, you know, in the world of the internet, the more you can be known for one or two things, the better it is for your brand. And so what happens is the more, you know, we became known for parties, food brands, for example, would say, hey, we want to work with you. You know, Coca-Cola would be, and again, remember, I'm not talking necessarily to the people at Coke, but they're PR people. Like all these companies have their media people that they work with and they would reach out to us. So right now, for example, we work with Bounty and we've worked with them for years and I use Bounty. We love Bounty. So that's been a really great fit for us.
Well, and one of the things too, when you said like niche down, pick one or two topics, if you aren't niche down and somebody wants to sponsor you and all of a sudden you kind of start talking about their topic, now you're not great collaborators, right? Because you got to make sure you're complementary. And when you've picked your niche, they know that, oh, this is such a great complementary brand.
Right. Because what they're looking at is they're saying, who's your audience? And if this is resonating with you, you know, if this fits with you, chances are it will fit with your audience. And that's why they want, you know, they're looking for influencers.
Yeah, for sure.
And so it's about putting, you know, one, if you're not, if you don't think of yourself as an influencer, because you're like, I'm too small, start thinking of yourself as an influencer.
Right.
It's the thing of like, fake it till you make it.
Yes.
Like tell the world that you are an influencer because guess what will happen? The world will believe you. And so I'm a big believer in that of really kind of staking your claim, saying this is what I do. This is what I do well. This is what I love. And I want to share it with you and you can trust me.
Yeah. And if you don't believe that, you're not going to get anybody else to believe it either. So you really truly have, it starts within before it can start on the outside for sure.
Definitely. So, but really, you know, as women entrepreneurs, I think that we kind of go, oh no, unless somebody's telling me I am this, I can't claim it for myself. And I say, no, do. And the earlier, the better.
Definitely.
So that was how we started to monetize with brands, and we still work with brands. And there are some companies, for example, where when you get to be big enough and you don't have to be super big, you can work with companies that are like intermediaries that will connect brands to bloggers. And it might start off that you're making, you're getting free product or you're getting a small amount of money, but you start to learn what brands are looking for and how to kind of serve that up to them.
And you're right. Sometimes it's not always money. It could be their products and things like that. But honestly, it's one of those things where if you build a relationship and when all of a sudden you're going, okay, this is working and they're thinking the same thing, that's when it can turn into money. So definitely something to be thinking about too. Don't just turn people away.
Yes, but I would also say don't give it away for, don't give everything away for free. It's a fine line because I know a lot of bloggers who are like, initially they feel so flattered that a brand has come to them, but then at a certain point they're like, wait a second, why am I not making any money for this? So I would say in the beginning, definitely if you need to prove to them that you're really worth it, do it. But then at a certain point to say, no, 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 guess what? I need to get paid for this.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and it's always good to have that kind of in writing too to figure out, here's what we're going to provide, here's what you're providing, and then make sure that the bargain is held up on both sides of it too.
Definitely. And it's simple things like getting your work done on time. You know, being somebody, because being somebody that brands can rely on, like they know what they're going to get with you. Is also a really valuable, it's amazing, speaking to brands, how much that matters.
Yeah.
That you're following through.
Oh, absolutely. It's that know, like, and trust factor. They need to know that you are going to be there.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So great. So Jillian, what are some other strategies that you had to do when you realized this isn't working? These numbers are not as good as I want them to be. What were some other things you had to do to really make your brand explode?
Grow Pinterest.
Okay.
So what we realized was, you know, remember back in the day with Facebook and you could just post something and everybody would see it and it was like, whoa. And it was like, you had this microphone and it was, you know, we didn't realize how powerful we were until Facebook started taking that away. And what we noticed was our traffic from Facebook was drying up.
Yeah.
And we were going, oh no. And what we then noticed though, was our traffic from Pinterest was growing.
Okay.
So we said, okay, how can we grow? Like in order to grow, keep this alive, we need to grow our Pinterest following. So what we did was my husband is a technologist and stuff like that. So we built ourselves a pop-up that lives on our site. Okay. And what it would do is it would just simply pop up and say it looks good. You can go to Catch My Party. You'll see it.
Yeah.
And it says, follow us on Pinterest. And guess what? It worked because it was a simple ask because it showed our pins that we were serious about this, and we grew our Pinterest following. And then it became this kind of like, it was like a feedback loop, which is we became really big on Pinterest. So Catch My Party now has over 700,000 followers on Pinterest. And that is a huge traffic driver for us.
Yeah.
So what we discovered was, wow, if somebody, let's say now is on Pinterest and then they see a pin from us and they click over to our site. Now our site pops up and says, follow us on Pinterest, and there's social proof.
Yeah.
You just came from Pinterest. So chances are you trust that we are a valuable place to, you know, somebody to follow.
Right.
And so that worked really well. And then what we did was we said, hey, wait a second, what if we could grow our Instagram with the same pop-up? So we programmed it to pop up and say, hey, follow us on Instagram. And guess what? It worked.
Okay.
So we have over 125,000 followers on Instagram. And then we started to hear. So then what we said is, wait a second, if this is working for us, chances are it will work for others. Mm-hmm. And we said, let's roll this out as a separate company and see if we can help bloggers and small businesses grow their social following. And then we started to hear from our users and they said, we want to be able to also grow our email list from this.
Okay.
So we created a version of it that can grow your email list. And we've also rolled out Facebook, your Facebook following, and YouTube. Now what's cool about it is we believe very strongly in you get one ask for your visitors. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and 70% of your visitors are going to be one-time visitors. So if you could take that visitor and somehow get them into your world and get them to, let's say they don't, you know, want to give you their email address, which is a little more personal, but maybe they'll follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
So they will come to you. So let's say somebody comes to your site and our pop-up shows up. You can program it to grow what you want, and it will show one of the things you've programmed to that person.
Okay.
And then when they leave your site, when they come back to your site, they'll see another one. So you can be growing multiple things. You can find, you know, I believe this is an entrepreneur, and I was listening to a podcast of yours where you were talking about this, or one of your guests was, which is all the social platforms and email, they're all, and the people who come to your website, they're all different creatures. It's shocking. When we first started, you know, I remember being so surprised when I would look at like our Facebook audience versus say our Instagram audience.
Yeah.
And even though those companies are owned, but they're all owned by Facebook, our audiences were really different. So it's about how do I reach people where they're at? And just because somebody's following me on Facebook does not mean that that person is also following me elsewhere.
Yeah.
So it's about kind of getting your tentacles out and seeing if you can create a community, but it's not one community. It's almost like little mini communities.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think too, you're right. If I only see a Pinterest pop-up on somebody's website and I'm just not in Pinterest, I'm never going to click on it. But if I come back next time and now it's Facebook and I use Facebook, or, you know, vice versa, now I'm going to go, oh, okay, cool. Right. So I do agree with the one ask. If you have all of them, gets a little too much, right? Too many choices is just too confusing. So I love that it's just one thing and it switches. I mean, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And then you can grow, because that's the other thing. People will go, I should focus on one. And I do believe there is truth to that, which is, again, figuring out where your most engaged audience lives and you be there. You know, you don't say, hey, engaged audience on Facebook, I'm no longer going to really be on Facebook. I'm going to be on Instagram. No, you be engaged on Facebook and you speak to them there. Mm-hmm. But you also, so like you focus on Facebook. However, you do need to have a presence on a variety of different platforms. Do you need to be on everyone? I would have a you know, the URL on everyone, but really think about logistically, strategically, where your audience is and be right there.
Yeah. And they're all different platforms. Everybody likes, has a different feeling to that platform. So just to repurpose the same thing everywhere doesn't work. We've been strategically taking like little bits and pieces of parts of our long podcast to throw them other places. Things like that can work, but you need to have somebody definitely be able to do that and help you repurpose in a way that is conducive to the people listening. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now we have Catch My Party and we have MiloTree and we're growing them both.
Okay.
And as I had mentioned to you before, it's a lot of hat switching.
Definitely. All right. Now I want to take a quick minute while we break for one of our sponsors. Now, I'm super excited to announce that FabFitFun.com is one of our sponsors right now. It's a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. And now, it retails for $49.99, but it has a value of over $200, and oh my goodness, it definitely does. I just received my September box recently, and it's jam-packed. Now, I also have a coupon code. If you use Empire, you're gonna get $10 off your first box. So just think, you're going to get $200 worth of amazing products for only $39.99. Now, you might not have heard it yet, but I didn't either. And you know I'm a big Housewives fan. And I recently saw Kyle Richards talking about it. And then I saw Bethany Frankel talking about it. So, of course, I looked into it. And it's pretty phenomenal. Now, I just received my fall box that was released. And I shared it on my fan page about a week ago. So you can actually go check out and see what's inside. What will you be getting? Because that $40 is going to be so worth all those amazing products. My favorite thing in there this month is the wrap that I'll be using on the airplane and other places when I'm traveling around. So don't forget to use that code EMPIRE and go to fabfitfun.com. All right, let's jump back into it. We've got some great questions. Here we go. So do you feel like, because I have two businesses too, an offline and online, so there's a lot of the same thing there. Do you feel like Catch My Party was in a place though where you felt like, okay, I have time to add this on, or were you still in a very big growing stage trying to grow both at the same time?
That is a very good question. What I would say is I have been able to hire people to help me with Catch My Party because I feel like Catch My Party is like this established thing. Mm-hmm. But it is our bread and butter.
Yeah.
However, we believe MiloTree will get even bigger than Catch My Party.
Yep.
So again, it's not like we don't love Catch My Party or we don't work on it, but it's kind of been around for a while.
Yes.
And MiloTree is a little bit like the Wild West. Mm-hmm. It's about finding out what works and what people want. There's a lot more testing. There's a lot more communicating with our users to go, well, what, you know, do you want this or do you want this?
Yeah.
So we're really in it's a little bit like having a child, you know, like in the beginning, your baby takes so much time and effort. Yeah. And, you know, as your baby starts to grow, all of a sudden you can kind of trust your baby, you know, like, okay, now it's a toddler and you need to make sure that your toddler doesn't like stick his finger or her finger in the light socket. But for the most part, like all of a sudden, you know, you're not having to feed your baby through the night.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And then as your child gets bigger, you love your child, you take care of your child, but you do end up with a little bit more freedom and systems in place.
Yeah. I love that analogy. Like that couldn't be more dead on with exactly how it feels. And I have two businesses too. One is 15 years old. So it is that getting there, they're getting like, they're pretty much on their own, but I still have to check in and make sure that everything's okay. And then I have this like newborn baby who, you know, just a couple of years old, I should say, that I have to spend more time and attention on. And I don't know about you, but it's exciting to me to have that unknown. I like the testing and the experimenting. I love the challenge. So I love having two businesses for that matter or that sake of it. But they can be very time consuming if you don't have systems and people in place. So yes. I love that you brought up, you have people over there helping you. You need to have those people.
Oh, totally. And yeah. and again, and systems. But like yes. Milo Tree, we're still putting our systems in place.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we don't know what it's going to be. So it takes mm-hmm. a lot more. Like, I need to be much more hands-on. Mm-hmm. I need to be much more involved in everything. Mm-hmm. And it is exciting.
Yeah.
It is, you know, it does feel like, wow, what is this going to become? And right. how do we grow? And we're going to try this. And I will say this, which is the ups and downs are harder with yeah. the new baby, just like with the new baby. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like your heart is like when you have a new child and you're sleep deprived and stuff, your heart is like ripped open and yeah. you don't know, but then you love this baby. And there's so many more emotions.
Yeah.
And I would say that is that is true when you have a new beginning.
Yeah.
And a new company.
So with Milo Tree, because it is still it's a little baby still. Are there things that you can share with us of where your customers want it to go, or what are some things exciting that might be happening with it?
Okay. So, yes,
I will say, I know you might not have to share some cause it's not.
No, totally. Okay. So really like what we do is we listen and we ask. So we are constantly asking for feedback.
Yeah.
So for example, we have been very successful with food bloggers,
okay.
for example, who want to become influencers.
Okay.
Or who, you know, where I say you are an influencer. Yeah. But so it's about kind of how to take where you are and just mm-hmm. kind of like grow it, but without being so overwhelmed. So our philosophy is this: being an entrepreneur is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that think it's a quick fix, like get rich scheme, yeah. I promise you it is not. Yeah. It is a long haul and a long slog. However, it is also, I think, one of the most exciting, most fascinating, most fun things I could be doing.
Yeah.
What happens is, let's say you're like, okay, I'm going to start this. I'm going to start with a blog. And then all of a sudden what's demanded of you is so much. Like not only are you creating content, but somehow you need to know some HTML and photo editing. Like you just like, there's so many in social media. So any way that we can take the burden off of you, mm-hmm. we want to do that. So for example, this is one thing that people say. So Google came out in January, I don't know if you know this, and said, you can't, so this is what people hear.
Yeah.
Google saying, you should not be showing pop-ups on mobile.
Yep.
Now, probably most of your traffic is coming from mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big statement.
Yeah.
Well, if you really read what Google says, they say, do not show invasive, obtrusive pop-ups on mobile. Mm-hmm. So what we did was we said, we're going to design our pop-ups so that we can tell where your visitor is coming from. If your visitor's coming from desktop, we'll show, it's not even that big, but like a yeah. bigger pop-up. But we can tell if your visitor is coming on mobile, and we will show a Google compliant, Google friendly, much smaller pop-up so that it doesn't upset Google and right. you're still getting to grow your followers, subscribers, that kind of
right.
thing. So where we can, so you don't have to worry about that. We're like, let's us worry about that yeah. and let's serve that up to you. So I feel like that's the direction we really okay. want to move, which yeah. is so you don't have to worry about showing pop-ups on mobile.
Yeah.
We'll handle all that and then you can grow.
Yeah, because some people already are going, wait, what? I didn't even know about this. What
exactly.
am I doing? How do I
exactly.
do this? Yeah.
Exactly. So we're like, we're on it, you yeah. know? And the other thing that's interesting about our businesses is I like to call it, we eat our own dog food.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is we use Milo Tree to grow Catch My Party. We need Catch My Party. It pays our bills. It keeps yes. our lights on.
Yeah.
So you better believe that if Google comes out and makes that kind of announcement, we are all over it because we're not like, well, you know, we're like, no, this affects us and our bottom line. So that's where that feeling of trust, like by building something new that comes out of organically what you've already grown, you have a very different perspective. I feel lots of empathy for our MyLowTree customers because I know what it's like to be in their shoes.
Yeah, definitely. Right. I mean, you have a business, so you are using all of this in your tools. You're able to go, I want this, so I get to create it. Not a lot of people can do that. We have to go of what's out there, what, you know, what can serve this purpose. So I think it's such a huge advantage that you are running a company that you're able to really implement these things before you put it out to market.
Exactly. And then we didn't initially go, ooh, let's start a second company and what should it be about?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to test some ideas. Like we were lucky. We're like, we built something and then we're like, whoa, it worked. We can, how about if we put, you know, this is our, this will be a new business. And we did have trepidation of going, should we do this? Because it will split our focus and it will change things. And then we, and then I think too, because we knew we had this and we knew it could help other people, we said, no, we really, one, we should see if other people get it and want it. But also, wow, if I can help you grow your Instagram and you don't have to worry about it, like how nice would that be?
Right, right. No, I love this. And I love, I mean, this is a true story of building your empire and really showing people how this can evolve and where you've started and where you are now. And then still look at where this could potentially go because you just, you never know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Great. I love this. Jillian, thank you so much for being here. Before we go, can you give us some links? Where can we find out more about both companies?
Sure.
Any social media following that you think that would be the best use for our audience too, to check out?
Okay, well, first of all, so our sites are catchmyparty.com and milotree.com, M-I-L-O-T-R-E-E.com. And you can read, and I'm, by the way, I read every single one of the emails that comes to me. So you can reach me at jillian@catchmyparty.com or jillian@milotree.com. And I would be happy to answer anybody's questions that just even relate to business and being, you know, all that it entails, because it is so rich and full and all that. And then if you want to check out our social, like you could see where we have grown for Catch My Party, and definitely check out our Pinterest following and our Instagram following. And then MyLowTree, we're still just starting to grow those platforms. And that you can find us at like at MyLowTree app app, like whether it be on Twitter or Instagram, that kind of thing. Okay, but I'm very responsive.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited that you were here and you're able to share your story. I know others are definitely eating this up and probably checking out those websites as we speak. So again, Jillian, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.